Yes, it is another edition of Overreaction Monday, week six style, back from London. I am your humble host, Rich Eisen, along with my colleague, my hot take friend, Chris Brockman. Good to see you over there.
Hey, Rich. Great to see you, man. Welcome back.
Good to see you. This episode of Overreaction Monday, as all of them are, brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Overreaction, $20 off. That's your code. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I am literally off a plane.
I could see it. You're like very comfortable looking. It's fantastic. I'm jealous.
I just arrived from London, and just in case anybody is wondering or what have you, before we get to our usual, as I say, espresso shot of takes for this show, I am sleep deprived.
Yep.
I am jet lagged. Uh-huh. But I just checked with customs in the Jets victory. I watched
really happen.
Cash in at 12:40 in the morning London time on my laptop.
You stayed up.
I sure as hell did.
Wow.
You bet I did.
Wow.
And I check with customs. It still counts. So I'm very excited. Hit it.
We'll get to it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, you have the floor,
all right,
baby.
I got the takes. All right, we're not going to start with the Jets, but believe me, we'll get to it.
All right.
Okay,
all
last week I know I said that this team would beat an all-star team.
Yes.
Yeah, people really were into that one. Well, and I know he's your fourth son and all, Rich, but we can all calm down with the Brock Purdy MVP talk, all right? Let's just chill out for a second.
I just want to start with this. I want to start with this. Be careful. Brock Purdy has been booked to appear on the Rich Eisen Show Thursday, okay? So be careful. He's going to be on our show this week.
I said he was top five. I said he beat an all-star team. Let's just calm down with the MVP stuff now.
Well, he definitely, like most quarterbacks, needs his all-pro left tackle healthy.
Yep.
He needs his all-pro, Swiss Army knife of a wide receiver healthy.
Yep.
He needs his all-pro running back, who's also a Swiss Army knife, healthy.
Imagine.
He needs those three guys to be better than what he appeared. However, he did get his team in position to win a game, and I had my tweet all lined up.
What was it going to be?
Josh Moody.
What was your tweet?
Josh Moody wins in Ohio again.
Oh, man.
It was all set up.
Just ready to go.
Ready to roll.
Are you saving that in the drafts, or did you delete it?
I didn't save it.
Yeah.
But he did get his team in position to win. Hey, that wasn't the I'm going to take my team and throw them on my back and win a game when everything's going south and the defense isn't playing well and three of my playmakers are playing, my three best guys aren't playing. And George Kittle probably had three guys around him, and the Cleveland Browns were terrific defense.
Great on defense.
So yeah. I will just say this is a clunker. Let's see how it goes from here. Is that a game that Mahomes could have won or would have won? Josh Allen could have won or would have won?
We'll get to Josh Allen in a minute.
So we can calm down on the Brock Purdy MVP talk for the moment.
Thank you.
That was my very long-winded way.
I know that pains you as your fourth son.
I can't just say that's an overreaction and move on. But yes, okay. That was not, that's not one that if he does win, place, or show in the MVP votes later on this year, they will not be talking about that week six game in Cleveland. Correct.
I agree with you.
What else?
Last week, I said this team was the best team to overtake the Eagles. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC.
I knew you'd
right
say this.
Now.
I literally was thinking this
fourth
on the plane.
Fourth in total yards, like, seventh in total defense. They are balling.
They are the best team in the NFC right now. I mean, you cannot sit here and call this an overreaction. You just cannot do it. You cannot say it at all. I mean, Jared Goff is playing out of his skull.
He's playing great.
You know what I say about the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, right?
Yes.
I'm concerned that Montgomery's banged up and Jahmyr Gibbs has not been able to answer the bell for 2 weeks. Their defense is balling out. you know how I feel about Aiden Hutchinson. I had a man crush on him before Dan
That's
Campbell.
True. Yeah, okay? Yeah.
So they are playing superb football. And with the Niners banged up and with the Eagles having just lost, the Lions have the same record as those other two teams. And right now, if they played San Francisco with the way that San Francisco is banged up and the way the Lions are, would San Francisco win still? I know. I mean, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and go, no, I mean, San Francisco is the best team and Philadelphia is the best team and they're destined to be ticketed for the NFC Championship game. Again, not with the way these Lions are playing and believe in what's being sold. They are buying it.
Yep.
From their coach.
Absolutely,
so this
man.
Is not an overreaction. There's an argument to be had whether it's true.
Sure.
But this is not called Argument Monday.
I mean,
it's called Overreaction
different
Monday.
Different show, probably just as good, but it's so, Overreaction Monday.
What else you got over
okay,
there?
Okay, you saw this team just yesterday over in London.
I did.
Ravens get a victory over the Titans.
Yes.
But Ravens too inconsistent on offense to be real AFC contenders.
They are not going to light you up for 30, 40 points. They're just not going to do it. I'll tell you what, the Titans, when we spoke to them, Kurt and I, in our meetings leading up to the game, they were talking about number 8, obviously.
Right.
And they were talking about number 4. They were talking about Zay Flowers. That was the guy they were talking
about.
Got
in the end zone yesterday.
And for the first time in his career as a pro. So there's an explosive element there. Their running game is really consistent. They are really consistent running the football. And Lamar Jackson is really consistent, not turning it over. I know he threw an interception, and he has been fumbling a lot. He didn't fumble it on Sunday. This is a real good team. And what they are is consistent on defense. I know you said on offense to be real AFC contenders. They are real AFC contenders because that defense can turn anybody on offense into a more jumbled bunch. The Ravens against the Dolphins would be a game I'd love to see. Ravens taking on the Lions this week.
Huge
is
game.
A total slobber knocker.
Yeah.
I'll say right now that this is an
I want to see less drops. I want to see, I don't need 5 Justin Tucker field goals inside the inside the red zone.
They are inconsistent on offense. I do believe they are real AFC contenders, having seen them in person.
Okay.
And they've got it. They've got a lot going for them that is consistent. So I'll call that an overreaction just to be a little bit.
Sounds good.
I guess inconsistent so far since you started with 2 agreements, which is very rare.
Yeah. Well,
so what else you got?
I thought I'd shake it with the Purdy one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We've been saying this about the Eagles now for a few weeks, and it finally bit them yesterday against the Jets. Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon were more important to the Eagles' success than we gave them credit for last year. Last year, Eagles 2nd in points per game. This year, they're 7th. Last year, 7th in points per game allowed. This year, they're 16th. Last year, 1st in yards allowed. This year, they're 9th. DVOA, 2nd last year. They're 7th this year. They have gone down in every measurable statistical category on offense and defense. And I think that's a result of losing their 2 coordinators.
I'll call this an overreaction. I'll just say at this point in time that when you lose 2 coordinators who are as clearly as talented as these guys, again, the Cardinals lead the league in moxie, that's for sure. And more moxie victories, you know, I don't see those in the standings either.
True.
It's still too early to say that they're not going to get to the point where they've gotten in previous years. And A.J. Brown is lighting it up. He is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so the deep passing game, as far as I'm concerned, that is fine. Goddard has actually come along. The running game looks terrific. That brotherly shove, they didn't try it once against the Jets.
They didn't. Really didn't have an opportunity.
They didn't have an opportunity.
Right.
But
touchdown was kind of weird.
It wasn't very shovey, and it certainly wasn't brotherly to
that.
Overturn a touchdown that had no clear obvious angle to overturn it during a commercial break that I was celebrating in.
Not disagreeing with you.
So I'll just call that an overreaction to say that they were terrific at their gigs And any team that loses both coordinators is going to have to go through something, and they're going through it, but they're 5-1. And I'll just say it. I'll just leave it at that.
Where do you have them among the 3 5-1 NFC teams?
You'll have to stay tuned to my power rankings on Wednesday.
Oh, what a
because
tease. A 2-day tease.
You know, I have to think about it. Dude, I just came off a 10-hour flight.
I mean, what were you thinking about for 10 hours? I don't know.
You know, sleep.
All right.
Millions of listeners and thousands of 5-star reviews rave about the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, the unbelievable story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history.
He was a whiskey man, bank robber, hit man. He was a murderer. He's also my father.
Seasons 1 and 2 are available to binge right now, and bonus episodes are coming soon. Imperative Entertainment presents In the Red Clay. Get the podcast wherever you listen.
Susie Schuster and Amy Trask present offbeat conversations and expert sports commentary as they ask, what the football?
When my family found out how long it took me to figure out why Charles Woodson named his wine Intercept, they said, there's a reason that you had trouble in school.
You know, not everyone knows. You know, when they think of a bottle of Intercept, they don't know that I play football.
Well, what I've learned is a smooth defensive back can make smooth wine.
That's what it's all about.
What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. The podcast is available Tuesdays, wherever you listen.
You did stay up and watch the Jets last night.
I did.
Congratulations. Let's talk about them for a second. Great win, by the way. Congratulations.
Do you mean that?
Not really. Although it takes you further away from the Pats in the draft next year, which is fine by me. If Aaron Rodgers, you see the picture of him throwing before
the game?
What is he doing out there? Just throwing? Like, he has no boot, no nothing.
Dude,
like, look at this guy.
I know.
He's out there just winging the ball around before the game. This guy just had surgery like 2 days ago.
He looks good. He's a modern marvel, miracle of modern science and medicine.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
If he comes back this year, Rich, which I think he's going to, right? Doesn't it seem like he might? The Jets can make the Final Four in the AFC.
I think so. I mean, what do you? The defense is championship caliber. Can we agree on that? That they beat the Eagles.
They're very good.
They beat the Eagles without their 3 top corners and picked off Jalen Hurts
so
three
crazy.
Times. Okay. All right.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. You would agree those are 3 good quarterbacks, yes?
Yeah, I know.
Picked them off 8 times.
I know.
This year.
How about this? In those games, Zach Wilson threw only 1 interception. There were 9 interceptions in the 3 games, and Zach only threw one.
I would have taken the over.
Knocked me over with a feather.
I would have taken the over on that.
But again, Let's just say this. This is the reason why, you know, along with Zach Wilson playing better, why I said from one of those shows from London this week saying, I don't know if I really want to trade for anybody at the quarterback spot right now. This is going well. It's an upward trajectory. He's not pooping in his helmet. He's actually playing his ass off. And on top of it, we're seeing Aaron Rodgers get better. So what are they going to do? Just blow that whole thing up and say, Aaron, you look great. Your rehab's going great.
Let's
we appreciate you showing up.
Right.
But Kirk Cousins has it from here. Really? You know?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So, but if he comes back this season, and we're assuming he's not rusty, and he's looking as great as he looks,
who knows?
And he can do the neck up stuff much better than Zach Wilson or most anybody else he can do, at the position, yeah. I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Let me throw out a what if for you.
Okay.
What if Rodgers is back for week 18? You know who the Jets play week 18?
New England.
They play New England. What if that game for the Jets is to make the playoffs, right? And what if New England loses? That gives Bill the all-time loss record. What a game that would be. What a storyline.
Or it would give him Caleb Williams, because that's how it's going right now. With the Bills and Dolphins up next. But that's for tomorrow. We'll talk about that on Tuesday's
show. I know, but I'm just front loading.
You don't have an overreaction Monday on your Patriots, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
keep going.
I want to save that for last.
Give me one more.
All right, one more before halftime here. Rich, after six weeks concludes tonight with Dallas and the Chargers. After 6 weeks, it's obvious, Rich, there's no clear-cut Super Bowl favorite.
After 6 weeks, it's obvious there is no clear-cut Super Bowl favorite.
You watched the games yesterday. You've seen
like
things have gone
one,
the last couple of weeks.
I'd agree with you.
San Francisco struggles in Cleveland. The
Anybody
weather, the defense,
like
the Eagles lose at the Jets.
But there's
the
also
Bills. What was the Bills doing last night?
There's also, I guess, where do you draw the line of where nobody can, where you don't think they're they can win it.
They're out?
Yeah. Where do you draw that line? Somewhere through the NFC and AFC Souths? Is that where you draw that line?
Yeah, no one from the South can make it.
So you start it from the if the standings are the AFC East to the West with the North and the South, right? And the NFC East with the North and the South and the West. You could take a line starting at the middle of the AFC South.
Like a Super Bowl Mason-Dixon line? Is that what we're kind of doing?
You could leave pretty much, you gerrymander it to crop out the Patriots.
Sure.
And then you lower it down to include everyone in the AFC North. Then you pop it up to get the Titans out. Right? Because the Texans,
you can't. Yeah, but they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know about okay. All right. And then you pop it up to go halfway through the AFC West.
Right.
Or you just give the Raiders something because they're back to 500?
Absolutely not. I want to see what the Chargers look like tonight.
And then you go to the NFC and you go halfway through the NFC East.
Yep.
And then you go through three quarters of the NFC North?
There's only one North team. There's no South teams.
Halfway through the NFC South?
No South team is winning the Super Bowl. AFC or NFC.
And then you go.
And you include, the West. You kind of
give the Rams a little nod just because they won it two years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And Cup looks like he hasn't missed a second.
Is he back or what?
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Here are the odds. Let me tell you who you like right now. Here are the top six: Niners 4-1, Chiefs 5-1, Eagles 7-1, Dolphins 9-1, Bills 10-1, Lions and Cowboys are 13-1.
And then, of course, if Aaron Rodgers gets healthy, look out.
Probably good value on the Jets right now,
dude. Value on the Jets. I don't think those are words I thought I would say. You know what? It's frustrating is to find the perfect tickets for the game or concert you've been dying to see, but not when you've got Game Time. I'll tell you what, it is so easy to navigate this app, and it also starts giving you alerts if you just start, sniffing around for tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Again, those SZA tickets that Zan wants me to look.
No, I'm going to Bruins Kings this weekend.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
And you got them through Game Time.
Of course.
That's awesome. So I was just sniffing around. I got some messages from Game Time saying the tickets have dropped 16%.
Oh, hey, the section you were looking at in has dropped a little bit.
And when Del Tufo came back from the Sphere, I started searching around. I was on Game Time looking for some Sphere tickets.
Oh, hey.
So it's not just Los Angeles. It's like Vegas, and it's everywhere. And again, it is so easy to navigate. Just a couple of buttons, boom. And there's an all-in pricing, so there's no hidden fees. It's awesome. You download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co, GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem your code OVERREACTION, OVERREACTION, two R's in OVERREACTION. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right,
second half.
Unfortunately, you deferred, so I get to. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Right. We're a second half podcast.
I get okay. I get to ask the first overreaction. Go for it.
Giants Bills last night. This spread got up to 16, the highest in the NFL this year. That's crazy. But did you see what happened at the end?
Yeah.
The Giants should have won.
I was holding.
They should have called holding in the end zone on Waller.
No question. Okay.
But the Bills offense, I'm so confused. Mike Hoskins, you can explain it to me off air. Josh Allen playing like a madman and just running around back there, that is not sustainable for a Super Bowl run.
It's not sustainable for anybody but for a Super Bowl run. Why are you throwing Josh Allen out there?
Because that's how he plays. It seems like he prefers to do that. He's just running around in circles. He's stepping up. He's winging the ball around. He's faking jump passes. Like, he threw...
I mean, you could just take out his name.
That touchdown didn't help anybody last night. Whoever that guy was. His first target of the year? What are we doing? Josh Allen, I need consistency out of this guy. When is it going to happen for this dude? When is he going to put it together?
Well, let's see if he's healthy. That's number one. Number two, when's he going to put it together? I mean, dude's in first place right now, so what do you want from him?
He's not in first place.
Oh, I mean, he's in second place right now, right? Behind the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's one behind the Dolphins, right, who great. They beat, but still.
Which offense would you rather have right now?
The Dolphins, obviously.
I'd rather have the Dolphins offense over any offense in the NFL right now. I'm not going
to
say they can't have
throwing it up to Diggs and triple coverage. Like, come on.
They've got to get better. They've got to get consistent. They've got to get better, just like everyone else. You can't have anybody else running around like a madman for a Super Bowl run.
But he's the one that does it, and we just like, oh, that's just Chris Collins. That's just Josh being Josh out there. It's not going to win any playoff games.
That's not a good Collinsworth imitation. It sounds like you're very disrespectful.
Well, I need to cough. You need a lozenge? I don't want to do it on them.
What else you got?
This just in.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill is awesome. Yes. He's going to go for 2,100 yards and win Offensive Player of the Year.
I think you might be right. He's only, 100-something yards shy of 1,000 right now through 6 games?
814 yards in 6 games.
I hear you.
He's on a pace for 2,300, so I knocked 200 off.
No, I hear you.
He may not even need 17 games to get to 2,000.
I'm not.
Remember when he said, hey, I'm going to get 2,000, and we were all like, dude.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
What are you, crazy? Like, yeah, what are you smoking, bro? Give
That's
me
right.
some.
Yeah, we'll see you in Van Nuys instead.
Like, bro. Unbelievable.
That was a Boogie Nights reference.
I got that.
Thank you. Dude, what am I going to sit here and say he's killing it right now. He's killing it in everybody. And I'll tell you what, when he went out against Carolina, I thought, well, there's a hamstring.
Yeah.
And then he shows back up.
Like 160 yards yesterday.
Then he's doing backflips, you know.
With the guy's phone?
But by the way, from the NFL. It was the NFL social account.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
So a member of the NFL with a phone standing right there in the end
just
zone.
Just like, hey, give me that.
Of all people, he just grabbed the phone. And
backflip.
Just, yeah.
Is he going to get fined for that?
I hope not, because the NFL is just like, you know.
That's going to be an ad.
The guy's there is to get videos for the social media account. And he grabbed the phone. It's not like he planted the guy. It's not like Joe Horn where he took a phone and put it underneath the stanchion of the upright. So that's not an overreaction, man. I can't under or overestimate anything this guy is doing right now. What else you got?
It's remarkable, man. All right. You know who won yesterday? Big 37 points yesterday. I know he was a little banged up and they put on Thursday, but Trevor Lawrence is balling. The Jaguars have won. You saw them
three
last
in a row
week.
Now.
They've won three in a row now.
Yep.
They are playing the best out of any AFC team right now.
Well, Trevor's banged up. I'm a little concerned about
it. He's
playing
walking around.
The best out of any AFC team right now. I mean, let's not forget about the Chiefs doing what they're doing, dude. They've won five in a row.
Which offense would you rather have right now, Chiefs or Jaguars?
Well, ETN is lights out. ETN is a Pro Bowl running back in the AFC right now.
Yeah. I think I agree with that.
I mean, name me another one.
I think we got Raheem Mostert.
Raheem Mostert, yeah, would be one. If you let's name three, right? It's no AFC, one in the AFC. AFC, I mean, unfortunately, Nick Chubb is out.
Yeah,
right. It's not Breece Hall right now.
Not yet.
You know, there's no one on the Patriots.
Nope.
You know, there's no one on the Bills who's lighting it up. Running back. Who else?
Jeez, nobody in the
Josh
North,
Jacobs
really.
Hasn't lit yet. Josh, I mean, Austin Eckler, as of this taping, Eckler is playing his first, hopefully for him, full game tonight.
Hopefully.
I mean, ETN is a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to tell you, I was so impressed meeting Josh Allen prior to the game. We chatted with him of the Jaguars. That dude is just a beast. He is outstanding at his position. Because everyone talks, obviously, about Trayvon Walker being the guy who is the first overall pick, but dude, he's awesome. Josh Allen's terrific. And the Jaguars look terrific, but I just don't sleep on the Chiefs here. I mean, you could make a case the Jaguars are playing the best out of an AFC team right now, but there's one that's on a 5-game win streak and it's the Kansas City Chiefs who just keep on winning and they might have the best defense in the NFL. You heard what I had to say there.
Ooh.
So what else you got over there?
Okay. They won again yesterday, this team. They're 3-3. They're hosting the Steelers next week. I think they kind of win that game. The Rams are going to be the second NFC West playoff team.
I still think Seattle's a terrific team. Seattle's a really good team. They're a tough out.
What was going on inside the 10 yesterday with Seattle?
I don't know. You know,
that was a little concerning. I thought they'd play a little bit better.
Early
in that game.
Window games on the East Coast for a West Coast team are never easy. And they were in that game. They had all sorts of chances to win that against the Bengals team, as you know, is just, you know, ready to start winning consistently. I think the Rams can make the playoffs. That is for sure. Kupp is just amazing. And then there's Samoan Kupp, you know, who looks just like Cooper. And, you know,
we called it last week. Best wide receiver.
I'm concerned about their running game right now being banged up, and they have some tough games ahead of them. Stafford looks a little bit like the old Stafford, which you got to love how you say it. That's from 2 years ago. I'll just call that an overreaction.
Rams schedule coming up. They're home for the Steelers, which I imagine will be a majority Pittsburgh crowd, at Cowboys, at Packers, heading into the bye week.
I think they can win two of those three. I think they can beat the Steelers. They might have trouble with the Cowboys up front, certainly if they don't have Kyron Williams healthy. Yeah. I think the Rams make the playoffs, but I don't sleep on Seattle being the second NFC West.
I feel like they took a step back yesterday, Seattle.
That's a tough spot.
Tough spot.
The Rams lost there, too. What else you got?
Good call. All right, a couple more. Now that Kirk Cousins isn't going anywhere, Vikings are going to make a playoff run.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You
see what the defense did yesterday?
They play San Francisco next. I think that's an L. And I think the rest of their schedule is going to be tough, too. So, they got the Lions coming up.
Alexander Madison looked good. Jordan Addison finds the end zone.
Yep.
Cousins, look at that picture. He's laser focused.
Yeah. That's an overreaction.
He's liking that.
That's an overreaction to beating the Bears. What, Tyson Bagent almost went over the top like his dad, you know?
Nice. Well done.
They had a shot to win that. I'm not buying the Vikings yet, just off of one win over the Bears.
Pretty good.
Trust me.
Scoop and scoop.
I get it. I hear you. That's an overreaction.
All right.
What else?
All right, last one.
Ah.
Last one. It's a moment for me. Teddy Bruschi is right. Belichick should retire after this season, no matter what the Patriots' record is.
Bruschi said this? I missed it.
Bruschi said this over the weekend, yeah. I forget if it was on ESPN or a local Boston show. But
no matter
they asked
what
him, they
the
asked
Patriots
him what,
record is.
What do you want to see to happen the rest of this year? And Bruschi was like, look, I'd like to see Bill Cochard maybe get 4, 5, 6 wins and then fish with me in Nantucket next year. Wants to see Bill hanging
know,
up.
I don't know if Bill's going to... I don't know if Bill's...
Forget about Shula, forget about any of the records,
I
and
shouldn't
just hang
speak
it up.
For the guy. I'm seeing him in 3 weeks in Germany. I'll let you know.
Is he going to be the coach? Is he going to be there?
I assume he will be.
No, I know.
I assume he will be. You know,
it's just it's getting worse. Every week seems like it's getting worse.
How about Mac Jones throwing that ball, airmailing it, and Romo, who never uses words like horrendous, called it a horrendous throw by Mac Jones.
I mean, Andre Henry was wide open.
Total regression. I don't know what the hell has happened.
And maybe that game's a little bit different if the Zeke touchdown isn't called back, but... I
can't sit here and say
a
that
safety. You have a chance to drive the field, get yourself into position to get a game-winning field goal, and you get a safety.
Yeah, well, Max Crosby went through two individuals. I just don't know. Maybe he should retire as the general manager.
That seems at the bare minimum.
This is a major third rail subject matter.
But it's just getting louder and more and more every week.
I get it because they keep losing.
And they're going to.
They look terrible at it.
Don't see the wins anywhere.
They're going to be so week 7 is Miami, right?
Yeah. No, Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Then Miami. Right. So that's 1-7.
And then who do they play after that?
I don't know. Because Hoskins, if
the only reason why I'm saying
Patriot schedule real quick.
Because then the only reason why I'm saying that is because then I get to see him. It's against Washington at home. Because then I get to see him.
Okay, so maybe
against Gardner Minshew,
Washington, and it's 2-7, and then we're going overseas for.
It's going to be a very
for Minshew mania and
bunch.
Oh my gosh,
in Frankfurt.
Just look at this, because that's 3 wins maybe at the most, right?
I don't know. I will not.
And then it's for pride
for
in week 18
ever.
Against the Jets?
I cannot speak for that man ever. I cannot do it. And I have no idea if he just loves coaching so much or if this season is just going to beat it out of him and he'll just say, what am I doing this for anymore? But why would he want to end his remarkable, one-of-a-kind career off of a season like this? Why would he want to do that? If Bob Kraft gives him no choice, you don't think there's another franchise that would take him? Hook him up with a younger quarterback?
Every year there's, 5 to 8 teams that fire their coaches, right?
I hear you.
If you just want to speculate now, who's going to take a chance on a guy who's in his early 70s?
Somebody who wants to sell tickets and have Bill Belichick be their coach.
Yeah.
Someone will do that. All right, good overreaction stuff. So it's time to... Predict what we're overreacting to next week. Mine is that the Cowboys are in trouble.
Okay.
We don't know if that's happening yet because that game hasn't happened yet.
Who do you like tonight?
I do like the Cowboys tonight.
You do? Oh, I kind of like the Chargers off a bye. Eckler's back.
So what do you got? What's your prediction?
All right, throw it up there because I forget.
It is a long day.
All right.
Oh, Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell's taking the Raiders to the playoffs. Here's the deal. Jimmy G is going to be out. He's got this weird thing going on again, right? So I know Hoyer came in, and I'm
like
I don't like Hoyer. But give this kid a full week, right? They're playing the Bears this week. They should be able to beat the Bears. O'Connell kind of lights it up a little bit, and you're like, all right, let's just go with the kid the rest of the way.
O'Connell v. Bajent.
What a matchup, right? Put that on Sunday Night Football. Can we flex into that?
Flex out of
it. O'Connell has taken the Raiders to the playoffs.
Whatever's the opposite of flex is what that'll
be. He looks like Derek Carr in that photo. We're in the four. It's ridiculous.
All right, so I'm going to stay at the same well here. My future overreaction next week, when we're sitting here on a Monday, is the Eagles are in trouble.
Okay.
The Eagles are 5-2. They've lost two in a row. The Dolphins are going to go up to Philadelphia and I think show them what's what.
Spank a lank a little bit.
I think that, the offensive inconsistencies that you were referring to earlier.
Something's going on with the Eagles, man.
What's going on with them? I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know.
Is that the worst game you've seen Hurts play?
No, we've seen some other ones too. Like we had a bunch of turnovers last year, but
I mean, that last interception, he threw it right to your dude.
But I mean,
well, run the ball and give Zach Wilson a little less time.
That's the play call and that's the coach.
He's got to know not to throw.
But they're not in trouble. They're not in trouble.
The Eagles are in trouble.
They're not in trouble. All right. Great overreaction Monday, sir.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back. I will be back on the Rich Eisen show rest of this week. As I mentioned, Brock Purdy is a Thursday guest. That's right. Dan Patrick is our first guest on Tuesday. Josh Gad as well.
Hey.
He'll be zooming in. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask are next up from this podcast set with What the Football. Susie will be paying off her bet.
I saw Amy's tweet about it.
Yeah. Patriots losing to the Raiders. All right. That'll wrap it up. Thanks for taking in this edition of Overreaction Monday. For Chris, I'm Rich. Adios.